Chapter 3. Delphine stiffened as she came awake to find herself sprawled face down on a cold marble floor. Naked, mortified, terrified. Rising slightly, she tried to cover herself with her hands, but she lacked enough hands to do it. And if that wasn't bad enough, she was more than aware of the pair of black men's boots she couldn't take her gaze off of. Mostly because she didn't want to see this man, whoever he was, eye to eye after he had seen her completely naked. Heat spread over her as she wanted to crawl into a hole, one that hopefully had some clothes in it, and hide. Cursing so foully he made her jump, the man knelt down. She tensed, expecting the worst and ready to fight him to the death. But he didn't touch her. Instead, he pricked his finger with a small knife, and the blood from his fingertip wove itself around her to form a warm crimson cloak that covered her completely. She still didn't look at him. She couldn't while she was this embarrassed.
"That was unnecessary," he growled in that deeply masculine tone she'd recently learned belonged to Kratos. His voice rumbled like angry thunder. It was Azura who answered him.
"She's our offering to you to show you our thanks for your loyalty."
Completely covered now and finding some semblance of dignity, Delphine rose to find Jericho glaring at Azura, who stood in the corner by the door. The evil goddess looked entirely too pleased with herself. Smirking at Delphine, Azura gestured toward her.
"She's your slave."
Delphine gaped at her disclosure, even though Jericho didn't say anything.
"I've bound her powers and delivered her to you," Azura continued. "Do with her as you please, but you should know she's one of the Honoroi, and friend to the Dolophini you hate so much, the ones who have tortured you for centuries. I've restored all of her emotions so that you can take pleasure however you see fit."
She started to leave, then paused.
"Oh, and you'll probably want to know, she's one of Zeus's favorites among the goddesses. I'm told he values her greatly."
Delphine opened her mouth to deny it, but no words would come out. Azura had her voice blocked. Oh, to have 1 second of her powers. And 1 minute alone with that deceitful bitch. Her features smug, Azura vanished in a cloud of blue smoke. Jericho glanced at his new present, intending to return the woman to Azura immediately, but the moment his gaze met hers, he was frozen in place. Long, wavy blonde hair contrasted sharply with the red cloak he had made for her, but it was her eyes that held him prisoner. A deep hazel green. They showed him a potent fear that she, as a dream hunter, shouldn't have been able to experience. More than that, they showed her spirit and her fight. She was tensed to hold her own, even though she had to know she didn't stand a chance against him. The fact that she was willing to fight anyway said a lot about her. Her form was slight. Her face, porcelain smooth with high cheekbones and a small widow's peak. She looked so much like a dream hunter he had once known that he couldn't help asking,
"Lita?"
She frowned at him.
"My name is Delphine."
Delphine. She took a step back, and again he was aware of exactly how frail she was in appearance. He could crush her, and yet, even given her relationship with Zeus, he couldn't bear the thought of harming her, and damned if he knew why. Kindness wasn't something he made a practice of. It was his nature to strike the first blow. As if sensing his thoughts, she put more room between them.
"I won't be your slave."
Her defiance amused him.
"I don't think you have much choice."
She lifted her chin defiantly.
"I will fight you until one of us is dead."
He was consumed by an overwhelming urge to soothe her. It was something he hadn't felt since he had comforted his sister when they were younger. And he had never felt that for another person. Until now. It made no sense that he'd want to reassure Zeus's pet after what that bastard had done to him, and yet he couldn't stand the thought of her being afraid of him.
I won't hurt you.
Delphine wanted to believe that. She was having a hard time, especially since the rawness of her new emotions was making her dizzy. They were sharp and so confusing. How did people cope with this?
Where am I?
Asmodea.
Delphine cringed at the name, which translated into furious demon. This was where Noir and Azura made their home and where they gleefully tortured their unfortunate victims. She had no doubt that's exactly what would become of her now that they had taken her hostage, too. Her gaze fell to his sword on the highly polished dresser.
You would really fight at the sight of such unrelenting evil?
His one eye flashed with the weight of his anger as he snarled at her.
You know nothing about me.
That's not true. I know you were cursed by Zeus, and that you've lived every day since completely alone.
He laughed bitterly.
Only when I was lucky.
She scowled.
What do you mean?
All the emotion left his face. Still, raw hatred bled from his pores with a tangible heat so potent, she could swear it singed the air between them.
I owe you nothing.
Delphine couldn't breathe at the fury that glared at her from his one good eye. It was palpable and terrifying.
I've never hurt you.
Faster than she could blink, he grabbed her by the throat and pushed her against the wall. Yet for the quickness and ferocity of his action, he didn't hurt her. He merely held her neck and the large paw of his hand in a gentle grip while that one deep blue eye pierced her.
Jericho wanted to snap her neck in two. His pent-up fury begged him to do it. Send her back to Zeus in pieces.